Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here.
So welcome, everybody, to this month's Reiki Share and this week's podcast. We have an interesting podcast this week all about success consciousness and how to deal with the positive changes that can come in our lives. One of the things that I've noticed as a Reiki practitioner for the last 13 years is that change is constant. That is, and change can often be uncomfortable to us. But I've noticed that my clients had more difficulty and became more rattled with positive change than negative. Negative change, we're conditioned to just say, what are you going to do? And accept it. But positive change is something that you actually have to step into. And we're going to explore it also from an aspect of success consciousness as well. Before we get too far in, I just want to let you know that I've got some animal communication classes coming up March 23rd and 24th, animal communication level 1 and 2, and for the first time ever, an animal communication level 3 class, March 25th. And those are in the Atlantic or Eastern time zone. I can't remember which, but they're online and would love to have you join us. I'm also teaching animal communication in Asia in 3 different languages, Cantonese, Mandarin, and Korean, and English, 4 different languages. There'll be an introduction to the class June 4th, which is no cost. And then the class itself will be July 12th to 14th. And it's in an Asian-friendly time zone. In April and May, we have Level 1 and 2 in Masters, Animal 1 and 2 in Masters, and May 3rd to 5th, would love to have you join us at the Northeast Reiki Retreat. And also, I'm going to be actually a speaker at a wonderful event at the Omega Institute in New York called Open to Peace, June 16th to 21st. Would love to have you join us for that. And finally, also at Omega Institute, just following that, June 21st to 23rd, myself, William Rand, Colleen Benelli, Brett Bevel, and more will be speaking at a Wisdom of Reiki conference at the Omega Institute. So I'd love to have you join us for those. Later in July, I have a full lineup of Reiki 1 and 2 and Master and Animal Reiki 1 and 2 and Master classes on Campobello Island. July 22nd to 26th is the regular Reiki classes. July 19th to August 2nd is the Animal Reiki classes. And in both of those classes, the Tuesday evening after Level 1 and 2 finishes and before the Master starts, we are going to be going out and practicing Reiki with the whales. We'd just love to have you join us for that if you can. And before we go much further, I'm just going to invite everyone to bring your hands together in Gassho. Take a deep breath and just activate your Reiki symbols. And just think about some of the positive changes that are processing through your life, or that you would like to have process through your life. just being open to the fact that there are difficult, that it can be difficult sometimes to receive success, but success isn't just about what success means to others. What we're talking about today is what success means to you. It's not about a fancy car. It might be about worldly success, like financial abundance and recognition and achieving goals, but it might be more internal success, personal growth, self-acceptance, authentic living. Could be emotional success, healthy relationships, joy, emotional resilience, or spiritual success, where we connect with our higher purpose, we live with integrity, releasing duality, bringing in inner peace. What I'd like you to ask yourself today is, what does success mean to me? And there are different places that we can experience success. We can experience that worldly, internal, emotional, or spiritual success. Just take a moment to consider, what does worldly success mean to me? What does it look like, feel like, taste like? What does internal success look like to me? And just see what you can do to allow the visions to come through your mind. What would emotional success look like for me? And what would spiritual success look like? And from this place, I invite you to allow Reiki to come in and just envelop you, weaving through and moving through all of those visions of success. And I invite you to turn it over to Reiki now and just ask Reiki to create these conditions or something better. And then from there, we move to a place of gratitude, because we know that our success is assured in all of these areas according to divine timing. You may even have health goals. What does success look like there? We are so grateful to be of this lineage of light bringers, capable of bringing Reiki in to assist us in achieving all of this, and to have the support of each other, of the divine animal kingdom, of the brothers and sisters of the light. Thank you for being here today. Aho matakweo asam, and namaste. So the reason that we're talking about this week is that a lot of you are aware that Reiki has invited me or called me to step into a political future. Some of you are also aware that I am in the process of writing a book, and that I've had some interest expressed from a major publisher, and it would be a very big deal if that happened. I also have been in the process of doing renovations to the house, and just there's just a number of really positive things happening in my life right now. But this last Saturday, as I was canvassing in my area, in my region, my riding, and I was meeting people, one of the things I didn't expect was I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I am. I'm really enjoying meeting the beautiful people in my region, in my neighborhood. I'm really enjoying all the learning that I'm doing as I am hitting the campaign trail with the Green Party. I have a wonderful campaign team. I'm really enjoying working with them and their passion and camaraderie. So I didn't expect to enjoy this politics business as much as I am. I felt that I was doing it as a duty. I didn't realize that it would be something that I would really enjoy as well, but I am. And on Saturday, as I was talking with the people, and I received just an incredible reception from people, I had this very big realization. Holy crap, I think I'm going to win. And it's funny because we don't usually do things without having that type of intention. And I knew that it was a strong possibility simply because I have a very good team. We're getting started nice and early. We just hit the ground running and it's been going very well. But also in my region, the Green Party has been a very close second to the governing party. And people are a little fed up with the governing party in my province right now, or a lot of people are. And so it was always a very real possibility. But now suddenly, and it's still several months away, it looks like the election won't be until October now. But suddenly I had the realization, oh my land, I think I'm going to win. And I can't tell you how much that rattled me. The next day, I couldn't do anything. We tend to have responses to stressors, and you wouldn't think that something positive like that would be a stressor, but it was. I was going through all the wait, I know Reiki told me to do this, but what is life going to look like? And what's my teaching schedule going to look like? And how am I going to find time for holidays with my husband? And all of these, because you're stepping into something new, you don't have a context for what it's going to look like. And so all of these things were running through my mind. And our response, usually to a stressor, is flight, fight, or freeze. And so all day Sunday, I had a million and one things that I needed to do, and it was my intention to get them done. And I couldn't do a thing. I went completely into freeze mode. And I've noticed that is happening time and again recently, that I'm getting completely overwhelmed. So I couldn't get out of freeze mode. Thankfully, I'm teaching Reiki this week with my student Ken Locke. We're teaching in Hong Kong. We're actually teaching a first for me, a class that is full of men. There's not one woman in the class. I'm the only woman in the class. And Ken Locke is male, and all the students are men. And that's just very unusual, but we're having a wonderful class. And early Monday morning, I stepped into the energy and kind of realized I have all these tools, and really began applying the tools. And of course, they moved me out of freeze. But I will say that for the better part of a day, I still felt rattled. And some old things started coming up. Who am I to have all of this wonderful success? And even the renovations, who am I to have such a beautiful home? All of that worthiness stuff showed up. And I thought I'd dealt with that a long time ago, but there it is again. And so I realized I was rattled. When I asked, what are we talking about at our Reiki share this month and with our podcast, I was told exactly that. You're not the only person that's been rattled. And as I thought about it, I realized that as a Reiki practitioner, as I mentioned, for the past 13 years, positive change has seemed to rattle my clients more than negative change. I think that we're genetically predispositioned to deal with difficulties and natural disasters and things like that by saying there was nothing I could do. We pick ourselves up and move on. There's something really beautiful about the resilience of the human race in that way. But when positive change happens, you actually have to make a decision to step into something that can be quite uncomfortable. So I asked the energy, what's going on? Like, why are so many people feeling this way right now? And the energy said that the recent shift from Capricorn to Pluto in Aquarius, because I've been telling you guys for a while, we're moving into an age of Aquarius where everything is beautiful and lovely and wonderful. And so with that in mind, just thinking that, okay, these positive changes, these wonderful things that are happening, they can rattle us. But the recent shift from Capricorn, which is all about structure and achievement, to Pluto in Aquarius, and Pluto is all about innovation and collective transformation, tells us that we're moving from a more individualistic, achievement-oriented type of success consciousness to a more collaborative, purpose-driven one. And so this type of change can often be unsettling because old structures are letting go and crumbling and making room for the new. And so one of the things we notice is that as we step into these positive changes, there are things that there's these obstacles that can come up. I'd like you to take a few moments and think about the success that we talked about. Like, what does worldly success look like to you? What does internal success, what does emotional success look like? What does spiritual success, what does physical success with your health, what do those look like? And I'd like you to take a few moments to just jot down a few notes about that, even as I continue to talk. And today we're going to pick one. We're going to pick one of those areas and really focus on it and really invite success in for you, remembering that this is a journey, not a destination. But we're going to be aligning our energy with our goals, releasing blocks, and then navigating through the cycles of life so that we can truly step into our success consciousness. And so I'm just going to be silent for a few moments as you make those notes, and then we'll move on. And if you're not sure what to write, you can do some automatic writing, which is just ask yourself, what does worldly success look like to me? What does internal success, emotional success, spiritual success, physical success or health, what does that look like? Which one do I want to focus on? And then just let your pen write whatever it wants to write. Just let your mind go and let your pen start writing. And you can just write gibberish if you want. You'll see that it will probably tap into your consciousness and subconsciousness and bring out some pretty good information. And as you're still writing, I'd just like to take us into a little bit of information around the energetics of success. Because success and all of this positivity, this is a frequency. This is a frequency of energy, and you do notice that Reiki seems to take us out of difficulties, bring us into positive, but it's also going to be helping us step into the frequency of success. And I knew that I was shifting. My body was going through all the signs of shifting. I was getting cold sores and illnesses, which I never get ill. And that's very unusual for me. And so it was just doing all of the things that it normally does to shift. I knew that I was shifting, but I was moving into this new frequency. And when we vibrate at this higher frequency, we tend to attract opportunities and experiences that align with our goals. Probably even aligning with a clear and open chakra system, which just allows energy to flow freely. But sometimes there is some difficulty with receiving. Sometimes our energetic field is cluttered with past experiences, limiting beliefs, negative emotions, and they act like static that interfere with the success frequency. We also can have things like fear of failure, a scarcity mindset, memory of past failures, which can all create these energetic blocks. We also have other blocks that can show up, things like limiting beliefs or fear that are internal or external blocks and barriers, like negative influences and societal expectations. So these are all things that can get in your way. So I'd like you to take a few moments now and just consider what blocks and barriers are getting in your way. What is standing in the way of success in that one area that you've chosen for yourself today? One of the things I noticed is I was sabotaging my own success, and self-sabotage shows up a lot. Worthiness, I'd mentioned that. That does show up as well. Self-sabotage can show up as, or self-doubt can show up as things like procrastination, perfectionism, and that feeling of overwhelm. Those are things that can indicate self-sabotage. We also can have energetic shifts around things like worthiness and self-compassion. And so just take a moment to identify your blocks. You might have resistance. I know I'm moving into something really positive that Reiki is leading me toward, and yet I often resist change. So I've noticed there is some resistance. There can be the fear of the unknown, the comfort of the familiar. So take a moment now to just allow yourself to write down what the blocks and barriers might be for you. And so now I want to, and just keep writing if it's still flowing for you. But now I want to just bring your attention to the fact that stepping into these positive changes, this success consciousness is a fifth heaven energy. It comes from the higher heavens. It's an earth energy that does exist. And I spoke with Pauline today, and she said, and I said, yeah, I've been dealing with success consciousness for the last few months. And she just laughed and said, so have we, from about the end of December until now. And she brought my attention to the fact that everything that happens in our lives happens in a cycle. So we're going to take a few moments and just see if we can identify our cycle, like where we are before we move into our meditation today. And so basically, if we think of the cycle of our lives in relation to the medicine wheel with the four directions, the four colors, we can think of the different cycles as things like the cycle of the South. The South relates to the summertime. And in the summertime, everything is flourishing, everything is blossoming. That's where I am right now. And it's so much is working well that it can become overwhelming. And we come to the question of how to manage it all. We all think we want to be in summertime, but sometimes when everything is happening all at once, it can be a lot to manage. And so that's one cycle that you might be in right now. It's the fullness of summertime. We also have the West, which is related to the fall. The West is internal reflection. So when we are in the cycle of the West, we're in a cycle of just thinking and considering and planning and just figuring out where we want to be. Then there's the winter, which is the seed beneath the snow, and the fact that sometimes there's not a lot happening. But there is. This is when germination happens. This is, as an artist, as even as a writer, I realize that it is in the quiet times, which is when the ideas and the creativity germinate. And so the winter time, which is a bit quieter, that can be a very powerful time as well. And sometimes we may feel stuck, and maybe we are stuck, but maybe we're just in the winter where the formless takes form, and that sometimes takes some time. And then the direction of the east is related to the springtime, and it's the growth and the planting those seeds of intention, starting new projects, goal setting, and so on. Now, there can be different blocks at each of these stages. When we're in the east, we can have a fear of starting or procrastination. When we're in the south, that growth, action, inspired steps, implementation phase, we can have self-doubt and perfectionism get in the way. When we're in the west, which is all around autumn and harvesting and letting go of what no longer serves or we no longer need, things like limiting beliefs, the blocks can be an attachment to outcomes. Maybe it didn't turn out the same way we thought, or it could also even be a fear of abundance. And believe it or not, when I wrote the Reiki business book, which I see fell down here behind me, one of the things I discovered in the Reiki business book is that people have a fear of abundance or fear of success just as much as a fear of failure. And once again, we discovered that the fear of success was sometimes dominant to the fear of failure. So you could have a fear of success as well, fear of abundance. And then the north, if you're in the winter phase, which is about reflection and rest and integration, the blocks that can show up there, that's our time for recharging. But the blocks that can show up there can be a resistance to slowing down or a fear of the unknown. So I'd like you to just take a moment now and journal, just reflecting on what's going on, what's happening in your life right now, particularly as it pertains to the one area of success that you chose to explore today. And just take a moment to write in your journal, reflecting where you're at. What cycle are you in? Are you feeling energized and starting something new, which is spring? Are you taking action on a goal, summertime? Are you letting go of something that no longer serves you, the autumn? Or are you needing some time right now for introspection? And it's important to know that we can all be feeling overwhelm or resistance to success, and yet we can all be in a different place with this. We're not all in the same cycle. It doesn't necessarily correspond to the time we're in. It's actually still full on winter here with snow and slush and cold and messiness. And my cycle right now is full on summertime, like everything firing and happening. And it's, you can be in the summertime and your cycle is spring or winter. So what cycle are you in right now? And then we think for a moment about some of the pain points of success as well, that some of the challenges that can show up are things like imposter syndrome, burnout, difficulty balancing all the different areas of our lives, and so on. And so even as you consider what season you're in, what cycle, I'd like you to just do a body scan right now, just noticing, closing your eyes, taking a breath and noticing, is there any area in your body that feels tension or stagnation or ease and comfort? This can help you figure out where you are in the cycle. And sometimes these areas in our body have messages for us. Okay. Sometimes we're even stuck, and if we are stuck, that's something that we are going to be stepping out of today. And so from here, everyone, and please be aware that there will be time to journal again afterward as well. If you need to explore some of these ideas a little bit more, I know some of you are finished and some of you maybe would like to have a bit more time to consider. This will be a podcast that you can listen to again and again if you wish, and you can address a different area of your life to address each time. And if you don't have Reiki yet or any symbols, please don't worry. I am sending you all Reiki to assist you with this. Everybody listening, everybody here and everybody listening, and my Reiki energy. And I know there's a collective broadcast of Reiki energy from all of the people that are here that will be supporting you today. So don't even worry if you don't have any symbols or if you don't have Reiki yet. This will still work for you. The Reiki energy is here for you. So guys, from here, just aware that this is something you can go back and revisit and spend more time with. I do want to be aware that some people are complete in their writing. We're going to just move into a meditation to help us release resistance and embrace the positive and success consciousness today. So go ahead and take a deep breath, making yourself comfortable. closing your eyes and bringing your hands together in the prayer position. And if you have Reiki, activate your symbols. If you don't, just think love and positive thoughts. And on every inhale, just inhaling peace and Reiki, love and light. And on every exhale, just releasing any tension or stress that you might be carrying. Today, we're going to visit the field of possibilities. Close your eyes and imagine that you're walking through a trail in a beautiful forest. As you walk along and breathe into yourself, you breathe in the life essence of the forest, and the energy of the earth flows up through the bottoms of your feet. You walk along until you come to the edge of the forest, and in front of you is a beautiful field filled with soft grasses and beautiful wildflowers, birds, and butterflies. This is the field of possibilities. There's a small hill on the field, and so you climb it. And you sit comfortably, and at the same time, place your hands comfortably on your body wherever you feel guided, just allowing the Reiki energy to flow into you, through you, on your breath. And just imagine that you're surrounded by a soft white light and the Reiki energy of pure potential, as you are in the field of possibilities. And just feel the light of pure potential enveloping you, bringing with it a sense of safety and security. I invite you to think of the goal of the positive area of your life that you're planning to step into today. And as you consider this, just bring your awareness to your heart chakra, which is the center of your love and receptivity. And gently ask yourself, what am I resisting right now? Is there a positive change on the horizon for me that feels unsettling, or a new opportunity that fills you with excitement and also a flicker of fear? Just acknowledge this without any judgment. This is just a messenger showing you where your energy could be blocked. And I just invite you to allow the energy to move into your heart chakra, through your heart into the rest of your body, just releasing any blocks or barriers or resistance. If you haven't been attuned to Reiki, just hold your hands over your heart with the intention of receiving healing energy. And let's all place our hands gently on our heart, one on top of the other. Breathing deeply. And as we inhale, just visualizing the beautiful white light of Reiki flowing from our hands, infusing our heart chakra, and just allowing it to dissolve any resistance, any fear or doubt or overwhelm, any of the obstacles that you've identified that could be holding you back. With each exhale, just release these blockages into the light, trusting that Reiki will bring them to the light where they will be listened to and heard and nurtured and healed all the way back to their original cause. We'll remain here for several breaths together today. And now that we've released the blockages and obstacles, let's shift our awareness to our solar plexus chakra, the seat of our personal power. Moving our hands there, just feeling the Reiki energy flowing, igniting a sense of courage and resilience. Whenever we step into change, positive change, we step into vulnerability. And there is great power in vulnerability, but there is also some discomfort. And as we grow, that vulnerability and that discomfort is part of the growth. I invite you on every inhale to just notice the beautiful light of Reiki filling your solar plexus, strengthening your resolve to embrace the positive change that awaits you. With every exhale, we acknowledge that growth often comes with a degree of discomfort, and it's okay to feel nervous, unsure. This simply means that we're stepping outside of our comfort zone, which is where the magic happens. So we'll just take a few moments embracing the discomfort for growth. And we'll breathe here together today. finally, as we move a hand back to our heart and one that remains on our solar plexus, we open ourselves to success, to positive change. We bring our awareness to our crown chakra, the center of our connection to source. And just noticing the Reiki energy, even if you don't have Reiki, flowing freely there. Just opening the crown chakra, or imagining it open at the top of your head, to receive all that is good and abundant, to receive success consciousness. You may need to allow an expansion of your energy in order to be open to this. If so, allow your energy to expand. And just imagine your crown chakra blossoming like a flower, reaching upward toward the light, trusting that Reiki and the universe are working together for your highest good, and that positive change is a doorway to growth and to even more abundance and success consciousness, success in your life. We'll breathe here together today, just allowing the success consciousness, the light of it, to move through us, around us, to weave into our life story, flow through all of our chakras so that they work together in the same direction, at the same pace, at the same frequency. Just allow all of your chakras to open to receive the light of success consciousness now. Allowing your third eye chakra to activate your intuition and inner wisdom and connect you with your divine guidance. Allowing your throat chakra to communicate clearly and confidently in the expression of your desires. Allowing your sacral chakra to become activated, your creativity, sense of abundance. We trust that the universe has a limitless resources to support our success journey. And finally, at our root chakra, just feeling that grounding ruby red light emanating, flowing down our legs like the roots of a tree, connecting us to the stability of the earth and the strength within ourselves. Just feel rooted and secure as you step into your own success story. A beautiful column of white light envelops your entire being, connecting you with Reiki, the universal source of energy. Just notice that this light dissolves any remaining blocks and fills you with excitement, the vibrant energy of the success consciousness. Just hold this space for a few more moments, basking in the feeling of openness and readiness to receive. As you inhale success and exhale limitations. Whenever this feels complete for you, I invite you to gently bring your awareness back to your body. Take a deep breath. Bring your attention to your eyes. Slowly open your eyes and come back. And as you come back, ensure that you do so feeling empowered and aligned with your own personal vision of success. I invite you to repeat this meditation as often as you need and to continue to remain open to attracting success into your life. I thank you for being here with me at the Reiki Share, and for those of you who are listening afterward on the podcast. Thank you for the beautiful lights that you all are in the world, and I wish you every success as you step forward in your own journeys, your life purpose, and with your lives, your daily lives, your Reiki journey. Thank you for the beautiful light that you're spreading in the world. Namaste.